Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian. And today we're going to feature a CD that we recently acquired for our collection of early music. The name of the CD is called Diminuito. And this refers to a Renaissance practice of embellishing a melody through improvisation. Much as jazz group might do it today, Renaissance musicians improvised tunes familiar to audiences of the time. With this CD, Rolf Lieslevon, who is the head of the ensemble, has a group that have created a recording that sounds both old and new. And most of these melodies that you're going to hear today are dance melodies. Rolf Lieslevon is a Norwegian lutenist and player of many types of plucked instruments.
And a piece that's called a dance does not necessarily have to be danced to. Something could be called a dance and never with never any intent to actually use it in dancing. We're going to start with three pieces. The first, Ricercata Prima, the composer Vincenzo Capriola, 1474, passing sometime after 1548. Then we hear a Saltarello by Juan Ambrosio Daza, and he flourished in 1508, and then another piece by Juan Ambrosio Daza, this time a piva. Thank you.
Three dances from the new CD acquired by Musica da Camera. The name of the CD, Diminuito, again, and that's a form of improvisation that was popular in Renaissance Europe and performed by members of the Rolf Lieslevon Ensemble. Rolf Lieslevon playing the lute and a number of other instruments like a vihuela, which is a type of Spanish or Portuguese guitar, early guitar from the Renaissance time, usually with double strings. On this recording also we hear the triple harp with three sets of strings, the nickel harp, which is a strange instrument that it's like a bowed instrument, except you bow the strings and you have a keyboard attached to the string. So you're bowing with one hand and playing a keyboard with the other hand. And that's a Scandinavian instrument also, just like Rolf Liselvan is a Scandinavian himself. We also have a vihuela, a different type of instrument, a clavichord, which is a keyboard instrument, an organ, and some percussion. Now and then we do have a voice present. Sometimes they're singing words, or sometimes they're just singing open vowels. So all of this is part of the improvisation on the melody. I understand when the recording was made, they played the melody at the beginning, and everyone just joined in and improvised as they saw fit.
Continuing with really and truly interesting music, music that, frankly, I've never heard before, a piece called Petit Jacquet by Giovanni Antonio Terzi, who flourished between 1580 and 1600, and then probably the most prolific of the writers of dance music, Diego Ortiz, who also flourished between 1510 and 1570, pretty close times there. That piece is Quinta Pars, and finally, that most popular and least known of all composers, Anonymous. La Pera Mora. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anonymous composition, La Peramora, and we begin with a Petite Jaquette number 5 by a composer by the name of Terzi, whom I must say I've never heard of before. And in between those two, we had a quinta pars, a fifth part, by that famous Diego Ortiz, who again lived between 1610 and 1670. Our program today is called Diminuito, which is a form of improvisation on a given melody and features the Rolf Lieslevon Ensemble performing on all of those plucked instruments primarily, but we have a few bowed and also a voice now and then appears.
We turn now to Giovanni Antonio Terzi, Suzanne Un Jour, number 5. And following that, a Ricercata Settima by Diego Ortiz.
Thank you.
another dance by Diego Ortiz, Ricercata Settima, number 7 there. And we began with another piece by Terzi, whom we heard from earlier today, Susanna un jour, and again played by the Rolf Lieslevon Ensemble. Our program today is diminuito, meaning a Renaissance term for improvisation on a given theme. And the musicians have a good time with this because someone presents the theme and then they improvise on it until someone finally quits.
We're going to be back with our improvisation. First, a canon La Spagna by Francesco de Milano, 1497 to 1543. Then, a Passamezzo Gagliard by Thomas Robinson, flourished 1589 to 1609. A Ricercata Seconda by Diego Ortiz. And a Fantasia che contrazze la arpa in la maniera de Ludovico. This by Alonso Mudara, who lived from about 1510 to 1580. Thank you.
And Rolf Lislevand's ensemble performing there a Fantasia by Alfonso Modara. We did begin with a series of three dances, a canon called La Spagna, Pazzamezzo Galliard, and a Ricercata Segunda.
We have time for one more piece. This is a Ricercata Quinto. Performer, America's own Paul Odette. He is probably the most prominent, the most popular, and finest lutenist there is in the U.S. of A.
Thank you.
That was the Recercada Quinto, performed by Paul Odette, American lutenist, fabulous lutenist. Thank you so much for being with us here today on Continuum. We certainly look forward to joining you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.